Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating the implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 31, recorded on April 8th, 2009. April Fool's Day came and went this year, and I was the victim of a cruel joke. While I toiled away, hard at work, one, or possibly more than one, of my coworkers plotted and schemed to play a practical joke on me. At the end of the grueling day, thinking I escaped April 1st unscathed, I opened my bag to get my keys, only to find my bag filled with packing peanuts. Side note, a few days later, I found out that my desk drawers were also filled with packing peanuts. Of course, my first thought when I opened my bag was, why me? I'm innocent. I never do anything to warrant this sort of harassment, yet my coworkers always choose me to torment. In fact, there was even this one time when I got hit in the face with a pie. An actual pie in the face. You can see pictures of that little event over at the blog site attipscast.wordpress.com. So, there I was, digging through my bag filled with packing peanuts, when it occurred to me that maybe my coworkers weren't being cruel at all. In fact, maybe they were just trying to inspire me. Inspire me to share AT tip number 43, packing peanuts. Usually when you get a package filled with packing peanuts, you just dump those peanuts right into the garbage. Not only is this wasteful, but it's bad for the environment too. Packing peanuts have many uses to help struggling students beyond just their primary purpose of keeping things safe during shipping. Here are just a few. 1. Beanbag fillers. Many different types of classrooms, kindergarten, autism, severe and profound, preschool, the list goes on, use beanbag chairs. Maybe the beanbag chairs are used in the reading area, or maybe they're in a chill-out area for when a student needs a break. However they're being used, over time these beanbag chairs lose their mojo. Their stuffing just seems to disappear. A fantastic activity for students is to refill the beanbag chairs with packing peanuts. Scooping them in, counting as you place them in, or even working out mathematical problems associated with weight or volume can all be done while putting the packing peanuts into the beanbag chairs. Consider the following question. How many pitchers of packing peanuts will it take to fill this beanbag chair? Another little side note here, since it's Easter time, the Easter straw or grass that lines the bottom of Easter baskets also works great for beanbag stuffing. Oh, and while you're at it, so does shredded paper. Number 2, lap buddy fillers. A lap buddy is useful for that student that just won't stay seated or needs some added pressure to their lap for sensory reasons. I suppose lap buddies can be made out of anything, but I like to use a sock. To make the lap buddy, fill the sock with something, like packing peanuts, or, if the student needs some added pressure, rice, and then tie off the open end. Of course, a lap buddy filled with packing peanuts is going to be much lighter than the lap buddy filled with rice, but it also won't hurt as much if that student starts swinging it around. Students can paint or decorate their lap buddy to make it their own. Students can then just hold the lap buddy on their lap during activities where they're required to sit. Yet another side note, the Easter straw and shredded paper might work here too. Number 3, page fluffers. For students who have trouble turning the pages of a book, packing peanuts can be glued, velcroed, otherwise fastened to the pages of a book as page turners or fluffers. The peanuts can be used as buffers between pages so fingers can slide between the pages, or the peanuts can be used for students to grab onto to turn the pages. Number 4, writing implement grippers. Okay, now my OT friends, don't get mad at me for this one, and if you have any comments about what I'm about to say next, please share them over at the blog site attipscast.wordpress.com. But by taking a pencil, pen, or other writing implement and pushing it through a packing peanut, you create a thicker surface for which one can grab the writing utensil. Think of the packing peanut as a pencil grip. Number 5, visual backers. For a student who uses a communication board with a variety of visuals, one common consideration is how large the visuals need to be. The rule of thumb is to make the visual as small as possible so it can still be seen, targeted, then gripped by the student. For some students, grabbing visuals from a flat surface or even grabbing visuals with Velcro backing is kind of difficult. Placing a packing peanut under each visual helps to create some depth and makes it easier for some students to grip. I could go on and on with other ideas of how to use packing peanuts, like as paintbrushes, or filling an entire kiddie pool with them so it's kind of like a sensory area, or using them as borders for art projects. Ugh, there's so many ideas. But I'd like to hear about ideas that you have. Please share any ideas you have for how you use packing peanuts as assistive technology tools, or to help us support assistive technology tools, by commenting on the blog site attipscast.wordpress.com. Or you could leave a comment on the wall of the AT Tippers group on Facebook or Classroom 2.0. Or you could send me an email at attipscast@gmail.com. Or you could send me a message via Twitter, where my name is at attipscast. Just one last little side note here. If you're asking yourself, come on, are packing peanuts really assistive technology? My response is yes. If packing peanuts are used to increase, maintain, or improve functional capabilities of a child with a disability, then yes, yes indeed, packing peanuts are most definitely assistive technology. I've just got a few quick announcements before I wrap up this episode. First, I'll be presenting on the topic of alternative professional development for the Maryland Assistive Technology Network, or MATN, on May 7th, 2009. I got a link to that conference for more information over at attipscast.wordpress.com. Second, Sally Norton Darr and I will be doing a poster session called Chew the Fat, Policies and How-Tos in Assistive Technology at the National Educational Computing Conference, or NEC, in Washington, D.C. on June 28th, 2009. I hope to meet you at one or both of those events. Third, and finally, I have a message for all my coworkers. You won't know when, you won't know where, but someday, when you least suspect it, revenge will be mine.